Hi, this is Andrew Gaffney, and we're here at the Serious Decisions Summit, and I'm joined by Tom Pacella, who is the founder of Alinion. And Tom is actually also a blogger. This is the ROI Guy blog, which I recommend you guys checking out if you haven't seen. Tom, thanks for joining us.
Thanks so much, Andrew.
So what's your thoughts on the event so far?
We've been attending these events almost since the beginning. In fact, we're one of the founding vendor exhibitors here. And the show, I think, just gets better every year. This year's attendance is almost 1,000. And so it's breaking records attendance-wise. But I think more important is the content. Serious Decisions really has some important methodologies, some great research that they communicate in each one of these sessions, and that buyers, marketers and sales enablement folks use day-to-day to really re-engineer the way that they sell and drive revenue. And so I think the most important thing is that content, and that's why they get the attendance that they do, and it's just an absolutely fantastic show as a result.
Absolutely. Which sessions have kind of caught your attention? What are some of the findings here that really...
Throughout each one of the sessions, they do little surveys. And I think the biggest one that surprised me was one of the first ones that they did, which is, why are you here at the show? A lot of people pick networking, and you know it's great to network with your peers. But the biggest and most popular was sales enablement. I really think that in B2B, sales enablement is in a little bit of crisis right now. Buyers are enabled via the web and social media to do more and more research. Demand generation and creation has done a great job of getting information out to them, loading them up with a lot of content that they then use in their decision-making cycle. But because they're so empowered, they're inviting sales later and later into the cycle. And so I think that's the real challenge is, how do you not only serve the connection and engagement with users with content, but how you can then empower salespeople with some of that same content or maybe even richer content so that they can have meaningful engagements and conversations. They're getting invited later and later into the sales process and relying more and more on just the online medium to make the decisions. But you lose something in that process. You lose that tight strategic connection that you just have to have a person to do. Yet our salespeople are not adding enough value to the process. So I think that's the biggest thing that I think hit me. And Serious Decisions has a new sales enablement methodology and framework that they presented for the first time at this show. Joe Galvin, one of their analysts that I work with at Gartner, great guy, he presented that. And I thought it was really fantastic framework. And obviously, it's one of the most important problems here. Another survey result that really surprised me was how many folks are still using a product selling approach. I think it's 57% that are wanting to move from product to solution, but they're not there yet. Yet buyers are actually even beyond that now. So, you know, the challenge is folks are trying to move from product selling to solution selling and product marketing to solution marketing, but buyers are already focused on the outcomes. And so they're value-based or they're outcome-based. So they're way ahead, again, of the curve. And I thought that was another surprising piece of information from the show, and one that I think is marketers and sales enablement folks we have to address.
You guys are doing some really cool things at Alinion, a lot of different cool interactive tools that can help address some of the things you talked about. Share some of the highlights with our listeners, if you would.
Yeah, absolutely, Andrew. We've got tools that help to fight frugalnomics. This is the new empowered, skeptical, more frugal buyer than ever before, and you really have to speak a different language when you engage with them. So we address that problem. We've got interactive tools that span through the buyer's journey to help facilitate that journey with this new kind of conversation that you have to have, whether it's via marketing or via sales, with this new breed of buyer. In the beginning, interactive white papers to connect and engage, cut through the information overload with a couple of data points, customizing the content so it really specifically talks to them with relevant information in a much shorter format. Because every buyer now has short attention span theater. They want their content in as concise a form as possible. The other, as you move along the cycle, diagnostic assessment tools. Buyers often don't know the issues that you address or are a priority for them. So this illuminates the pain points that you're there to solve, really prioritizes the issue, and aligns your solutions with them. And then later in the sales cycle, ROI, benefit calculators, TCO calculators to help you to create the business case for why the solution makes sense, why you need to change, and then why your solution represents the best value. These tools are really going to help to shape marketing and sales to connect with this new breed of buyer. We call them buyer frugalnomicus, and to fight frugalnomics is kind of the mantra. And I do think it's one of the big challenges of our day.
Which is one of the recurring themes on your blog I've seen.
We definitely cover this, but I think it's essential that as a marketer or salesperson, you kind of pay attention to that changing buyer. And, you know, we represent one of many solutions that are out there that kind of address this, but this interactive smart content that we develop, I think, is pretty special.
Well, we appreciate you making time.
Yeah. Thank you, Andrew.
Thanks again for that great content. I hope our audience enjoyed it. I want to thank you for listening today. Keep an eye out for other upcoming podcasts in the series that we'll be broadcasting through demandgenreport.com.